Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Rick, again.
You had the
Rick,
were you,
I'm speaking.
Newspaper,
I'm speaking.
The newspaper,
I'm speaking.
Illegal,
would you please wait?
Working,
are you just going to keep talking?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Robert Scott Bell.
An American citizen then could be declared an enemy combatant and sent to Guantanamo Bay and detained indefinitely.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubinos.
I didn't do anything.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
You have two labs that have taken an H5N1 bird flu virus and tweaked it such that it's transmissible.
They're doing this so they can come up with a vaccine?
Well, that's exactly what they're looking to do.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Got an email last night from the Refusers. Hear the Refusers. Check this out. I love these guys. Should participation in vaccine clinical trials be mandated? Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding you, Don. The American Medical Association.
It sounds like these guys got together and decided, you know, what headline could we put out today that would really get Robert Scott Bell excited?
Oh, they did it. They did
it. That's the one.
The AMA. This is an organization that was founded with the express intent and purpose to wipe out all competition to allopathic, is what it was called, pharmaceutical, petrochemical, Rockefeller, pseudoscientific medicine. The AMA, they went after homeopathy. Now, they're not liking the monopoly playing field. It's not good enough. They want the government to force you to participate in vaccine trials. This
is
incredible.
Yeah, that ought to go over well. Are you kidding me?
I am not. You know, this... You know, I've said this many times before, Super Don, that if you cannot succeed in a monopoly, your products, your services, your methods suck so bad that I don't think you'd be accepted on any planet in the known or unknown universe. And that's what the vaccine issue is, or the paradigm is all about. It's crumbling. It's crumbling. And in addition to this, the same Vax gals just posted something up on, I also posted it up to my Facebook. It's a link now in my notes at the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com. Listen to this headline. Increasing fear of adverse effects drops intention to vaccinate after the introduction of prophylactic HPV vaccine. Now, let me translate that into English. Basically, since Merck brought out Gardasil, women are less likely to get vaccinated than ever before. Thank you, Merck. You've done my job for me. You've basically blown it by trying to force through Rick Perry, through what's the guy's name, Moonbeam, Governor Brown in California, mandating the HPV shot for little girls. Now you've raised the stakes. You've raised the awareness. And moms around the world are going, wait a second, this vaccine stuff? I'm not so sure about it anymore. And they are in a panic, Don.
Well, you sure it's not due to the fact that we've been railing against this for so long? Maybe they've been listening to the show.
You know, I'm not so cocky.
You're giving too much credit to Merck. We don't want to do that.
No, we don't. But the thing is, we've got to acknowledge the law of not only unintended consequences, but the law of reversed effort. Have I ever talked about the law of reversed effort on the show? Do you remember?
That sounds interesting.
The law of reversed effort. That is, the harder you resist, the harder you push, the harder you force, the more what you're intending to do escapes your grasp. You know, you squeeze so hard, it squeezes right out between your fingers. And that's what the pharmaceutical industrial complex is learning the hard way. The more they have tried to push the vaccine agenda, the more people have escaped their grasp.
Well, and this participation
being mandatory. What'd you say, Don?
I said people don't like to be forced to do anything. I think that's just human nature. You try and force somebody to do something, you might be able to coerce them. But at some point, I think human nature just says, you know what, stop trying to make me do something that I'm not sure I want to do.
Well, it's the desperate play now, because remember, we've talked about the drug industry losing patent protection on so many of the blockbuster drugs. They don't have enough in the pipeline about to be released, so everybody's going generic.
Well, it's like Lipitor. That's a perfect example. They've been trying so hard to try and figure out. They're practically giving this stuff away for free in order to get people to keep using the drug, and they're still losing money. They've done everything they can, opening up kiosks in Walmart, trying to sell it next to the ShamWows and stuff, and it's just not working. Yeah,
so now the point is that they're left with an increasing level of escalation, right? You talk about escalating violence. That's what they're doing now, escalating violence against women. And this was published in the American Medical Association Journal of Ethics. That's an oxymoron if there ever was one. Medical ethics, right? This month, January of 2012. And of course, they go, rah, rah, Bill Gates. But oh my gosh, there are less people now that are willing to subject themselves to these tests. I'm going to say this exactly quoted here. There has been a distressing decline in the number of healthy volunteers who participate in clinical trials, a decline that has the potential to become a key rate limiting factor in vaccine development. Hallelujah! We're waking up! And of course, this hour, by the way, Don, we've got Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. He is a PhD researcher, also a naturopath, and he's going to talk about a favorite subject of mine I haven't covered for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I was waiting to get the right guy that knows his stuff on it. The use of colostrum for the immune system that would completely negate even the illusion of the necessity of a vaccination because of what it can do for our immune system in conjunction with all the other things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is way cool.
Nice. Looking forward to that. I don't think we've had a segment or two on colostrum in a very long time.
Yep, many years, and I'm glad we're finally doing it. So we've got the increasing fear of adverse effects is dropping the intention to vaccinate by women all over the world, particularly here in the United States. And, of course, that means they're going to have to up the martial law, the medical martial law proponents. And I say, Merck, FDA, AMA, bring it on. Come on, go ahead and declare medical martial law. It will mean your end. Because even as we close in on that, it is obvious now what is happening. The people are resisting. Resistance is no longer futile. And it is time to make your stand. So go ahead, throw it all out, blow your wad. This is it. It's over. And of course, the vaccine seminar I've been promising. We are so close now. I promise every day, every week I say that.
We've been working really hard on that.
I was talking with Mike Adams last night. And by the way, he's going to be coming on the show. We're going to close the show together today. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is going to be joining us a little later in the program. And it's going to be awesome. We're going to be talking about SOPA and PIPA and other things that are happening out there. Also, we'll let you know the good news on the flu season. It's not happening. It's a slow start. Oh, poor vaccine manufacturers. Poor Tamiflu, which is clearly scammy flu. Did you see the words out on the street now that Tamiflu doesn't work?
Yeah, well, you know, here's an interesting thing about that. There's this group called the Cochrane Collaboration that is trying to do this review on Tamiflu and trying to come out with this paper on the data of Tamiflu. And for some strange reason, Roche, who manufactures Tamiflu, just doesn't want to release the data to this group on Tamiflu and the effectiveness of Tamiflu. And they've got this tangle going on between the two of them, and this Cochrane Collaboration is saying, hey guys, you know, give us your data so we can do a review on Tamiflu. And Roche, for some reason, you know, the dog ate the homework type thing. You know, they just well, we don't have it.
Release the data, you must.
they won't do it. Why?
They're done.
Why
for
does Roche want us to see the data?
Yeah, the Roches are scattering into the closets under the kitchen cabinets, and yet the scammy flu that we have from the beginning, we talked about what a scam Tamiflu was and is, and all of these things are coming out. Here it is, 2012, the year of consciousness. The pivot is on, the pivot away from the vaccine industrial complex. It's happening, Don. We're in the midst of it. And so you want to pay attention. By the way, I just got confirmation yesterday as well that I will be lecturing on the HPV issue, the fact that we have ways to clear the human papillomavirus without vaccination, without antibiotics, without antiviral drugs, and I am going to reveal that at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California, March 2nd through 4th.
Wow, that is excellent news, Robert. It's, you know, it's funny. You are just being requested all over the place. It seems so, you know, you're just going here, going there, and giving presentations and speeches. You're a busy guy.
Well, I encourage everybody to stay plugged into the blog at robertscottbell.com, or if you haven't entered your email address at naturalnewsradio.com, where most people listen to the show. You'll get updates, and we'll get you, basically let you know. It looks like also, speaking of upcoming events, Philadelphia is happening. Anybody up there in Philly? Do I have any listeners there? The Nullification Now, right? Nullify Now with the 10th Amendment Center. They've invited me to speak again at their Philadelphia seminar coming up. I've got to look at the dates. I think it's in March. But I'll have that linked up as well. Maybe I'll get it later in the hour. I'll figure out when that is.
The last one you did, where was that? Wasn't that Phoenix?
I think we did Phoenix. It did Austin. I did Orlando.
Right.
And at least one other one in the Midwest we did in Kansas City.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are, really. Amazing. And just, you know, the message about nullification. People are becoming more and more educated on the fact that, hey, states' rights, what is that? I actually had a little bit of a debate with somebody on Facebook not that long ago about states' rights. And at the end of the conversation, you're kind of like, oh, that's states' rights things. Yeah, that sounds kind of cool. You know, and it's like, it's been around for 200 years.
Yes.
This is nothing new. It's just that's something that people have forgotten about, you know, where, hey, guess what? You know, you as a state have the right to resist, you know, any type of legislation or mandate or law that comes down from the federal government if you as a state determine it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
What a concept.
It's really empowering, and it's amazing how much the power to heal is yours kind of a vision that I have is happening in other realms, in politics and economics, et cetera. And that's the awakening, not only of the American people, but the people of planet Earth for those who are ready to do it. And that's what we're all about here, as you know. 866-939-BELL. By the way, if you want to call with your questions or comments, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 866, toll free, 939-2355. Listen, we got some cool stuff today because we're going to talk about colostrum as an immune supplement and regenerative agent with Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. That'll be coming up momentarily. Also, we'll talk SOPA and PIPA and what we're going to do about it with Mike Adams later in the show. I've got some commentary on diabetes. This chef or cook or whatever you call her, Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. You know, I saw a video yesterday of her drinking butter.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you.
I hope it was from pasture-fed organic cows. I
don't think it was. But
oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Also, you know what we really need to do, and I think we'll do that next hour, we need to explain why people are so afraid of Ron Paul, those that are not a lot of my audience, but there are those that are called neoconservatives, and a lot of people don't understand what that means. I think we're going to have to pick apart one of the key people in that realm. What do you think, Don?
There's somebody who's a little uncomfortable out there with Ron Paul, and I think we're going to deconstruct him a little bit.
Yep. Also, I may mention about this new study showing calcium is not the cat's meow in terms of osteoporosis and bone stuff as well, what you should do. May mention cholesterol as well, but diabetes, definitely discussion happening on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Mike Adams a little bit later, coming back with Dr. K talking colostrum on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by for great healing news after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know, of course, our investment in strengthening the immune system rather than destroying it. And many years ago, in fact, I was introduced to what is known as colostrum from the first milking of mammals for the immune system. And I learned a lot then. I haven't connected on the subject in many years because I lost contact with some of the people that are relied upon and trusted in that realm. And my good friend David Steinman from Freedom Press Online, he's the Green Patriot, reconnected me to this, and I'm so grateful. I've got a PhD researcher on the line right now, Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. He also tells me Dr. K will work. And Dr. K, I want to welcome you to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Robert.
Well, I'm really thrilled to have you on board for a lot of reasons, because I know a lot of ways to help the immune system. As a homeopath, as someone who's worked with nutrients, minerals, silver, different things like this. But colostrum as a mammal, and we're speaking mostly to mammals in the audience as far as I know. this is something that will apply universally to all of us, and I'm glad that we can do this. Also, there is a book out called Mother Nature's Miracle Colostrum, The Natural Prescription for Your Well-Being. We'll reference that as well. But for the concept of introducing those that are new to this, what is colostrum? Why should it be considered for anybody for immune health? That's where we got to start.
Well, let's take a real basic premise. Colostrum is Mother Nature's first food for all of us, and not just for you and I as human beings, but for every mammalian species out there. Now, it's, you know, given that, what is it really made up of? Well, there are over 700 different constituents. We take it from bovine, from mother cows. We make sure that that the baby calf gets its fill, and then we take the remainder. But this cornerstone, if you will, of a whole food is literally made up of 700 different constituents. We break it down into the four corners of building a building. That's your body. So if you draw a diamond on a piece of paper and you start with the top corner, you're talking about the IGF-1 superfamily in their natural state with all of the whole food components to keep everything in balance. So you've heard of HGH, or human growth hormone?
Of course.
Okay. Do you know where it came from?
Where did the human growth hormone come from?
The synthetic form.
Oh, the synthetic form. Well, I stay away from the synthetic form. That's just not what we do here.
And I would agree with you. But here's what's interesting. Big companies went out there and said, how do we make an anti-aging formula that is going to reverse, restructure, rebuild, regroup, all of these things? Well, they came up with HGH, or human growth hormone. They made it through synthetic recombinant DNA technology, and boom, we have a multi-billion dollar industry. Here's what's fascinating. I was the research and marketing director for the Palm Springs Life Extension Institute, dealing with injectable growth hormone back in the late 80s, early 90s. One of our clients, big talk show host, you would know him if I said, came to us and said, write a book, come on my show, and we'll just blow you out of the water. I started doing the book for the doctors and came back to them and said, Doc, we've got 7 or 8 growth factors. That's what we knew about back then.
Yes.
Found in colostrum. We could sell this to all those people, 150 to 200 people a day, because we were in the Rob Report. We were marketing like crazy. That couldn't afford the therapy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you're talking about a grand or more a month. And on top of it, the recombinants, if we will, to the synthetic DNA and et cetera, and the way they do it in the lab, it creates imbalances. It's not fully as nature intended. We're seeing increases in cancers and other things. So it isn't an ideal way to go. That's why I always go back and defer to nature, and I don't try to do better than nature.
Well, here's where it becomes fascinating for me. I grew up on a small dairy farm in Wellsville, Utah, milking 7 cows morning and night. I started my first business when I was 8 years old by buying a day-old bull calf and feeding it what we called back then first milk. Within a half an hour of giving this first milk to that baby calf, it's up bouncing, bucking, and running around. Aha. I go back to the doctors and say, let's sell colostrum. Well, since that, they said, no way. If you get involved, we don't want the quote-unquote pinto people of the world, the pinto car, coming into our prestigious clinic here in Palm Springs and then the one out of the Bahamas. I quit. Mm-hmm. I got involved, started grabbing colostrums from all over the world, sending them off to Cornell and other labs and having them tested. Finally, I get a call from the head of the endocrinology veterinary diagnostics lab, Dr. Donald Lyon at the time, and said, who are you and why are you sending me all this product? I said, I'm looking for the very best so that I have a base to start with so I can put my money into making it better. We started a nutritional program for the cows at the farm level. We increased their output on a natural whole foods basis. They actually have a better nutritional program than most human beings out there. Well, you increase the health of a cow, what are you going to get? You're going to get better output. We got a better grade of colostrum. As a matter of fact, in 2003, Cornell University and Dr. Donald Lyon, who was the head of the endocrinology lab, head of the veterinary diagnostics lab, sat on the U.S. Dairy Board, took an independent analysis of all colostrums worldwide and came up with this statement. Anthony Kleinsmith product is colostrum from the first milking after the birth of the calf based on a full analysis from Minnesota Valley Testing Laboratories and Cornell University. It's collected within the 6 hours after birth of the calf, and again, based on a full analysis from MTVL and Cornell. All other colostrums, including New Zealand and others, are what is called not colostrum and transitional milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty powerful.
Well, it is, and early on in my discovery of colostrum, I realized how critical it was collecting it earlier because, as you said, it transitions into what the regular milk is. And I don't speak ill of milk unless it's been synthesized, pasteurized, homogenized. I'm looking for people that do drink milk to go find the pasture-fed cows and the raw dairy as it is real in that state. And similarly, with the colostrum, we're looking for that. What are the benefits we're looking for? What provides those benefits? You've got to get that and be sure that that is what is present. By the way, we're talking with Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, and he is a naturopath and a PhD. President and founder of Immune Tree, and really, he's got it solid on. He's got a book we've linked to as well on the blog today at robertscottbell.com. David Steinman connected us, and I'm glad he did. Now, in terms of determining quality, we can't just go to like the factory farmed cows and expect that they're going to produce healthy colostrum any more than we can expect them to produce healthy milk. Am I right?
That is correct. But even let's go back up a little bit.
Sure.
Let's take a look at and say, what is colostrum? When is it colostrum? There's a transition that happens. It's called colostrogenesis, or the formation of colostrum. Let's start with the human mother. She will actually produce colostrum upon the release of the mucus plug, upon the birth of the baby, in the mammary gland, in the breast, and she'll do that over and over again, anywhere from 24 hours up to almost 10 days in some cases. They have, though, while we're still in the womb, there is what's called passive transfer. While we're in the womb, we get all of the goodies. We get the immune factors, the growth factors, all of the modulators, all of the wholesomeness that this first food gives us. We've already got it while we're in the womb. As long as you keep us out of the elements, you feed us, you clothe us, we're pretty much functional. Now, we know that if you didn't get colostrum, there are 50 different processes, not only at the very beginning, but mostly later on in life, that you're going to suffer from. Age-related issues, diabetes, obesity, a lot of autoimmune situations. Your immune system isn't as functional as it should be. Now, let's take a look at the bovine mother. One, bovine colostrum is identical to human colostrum in its makeup, but it's anywhere from 100 to 1,000 times more potent in its different factors. Why? There is no passive transfer through the placenta to that offspring. If that baby calf doesn't get at least 2 quarts, that baby calf and all the rest out there have an 85% sickness or mortality rate. Now, we guarantee that they get that, and then we take the remainder. Remember, our cows are healthier than what's out there.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to sacrifice the next generations. That would be absurd. That would be the end of the business right then.
Absolutely. Every dairy farmer out there would be looking at it, scratching his head going, I don't think we're going to do business together.
Exactly.
Now, Here's what's interesting. When does it form and where does it pass through? Colostrum from a bovine is produced within the body, not the mammary gland, 4 to 6 weeks prior to birth. One time, it's released through the mammary gland, and if it isn't taken out within a 6 to 8 hour window, that mother literally reabsorbs it for her own benefit. So let's recap. There's no passive transfer for the bovine mother. That's what makes colostrum so rich. Two, if a baby calf doesn't get at least 2 quarts, which we guarantee they do, they have an 85% mortality rate. Three, it's not produced in the same area as a human mother. It's produced 4 to 6 weeks prior to birth within the body and released and passed through that mammary gland. That's why it's so important to get that 0 to 6, maybe as long as 8 hours, but 0 to 6 hours, absolute. You're getting true colostrum, not transitional milk.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And on top of that, there have been such marketing claims and hypes from companies that we're not even collecting it within that realm, but also altering it via certain heat processes, as well as importing it from foreign lands, whether it be New Zealand or otherwise, that I learned many years ago was not exactly what I would want to ingest, but they marketed so efficiently and effectively that people stopped asking questions.
Well, how about this one? I love this. Let's remove all the fat because you don't need it. Mother Nature doesn't know what she's doing. Now let's spray lipids back on it and put some more of that good stuff back in there, right?
Mm.
Well, if you remove – the science shows that if you remove the fat, you just remove 50% minimum of those growth proteins, your fat-soluble vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and all the rest. We don't do anything. The only thing we do, we take that liquid, we spray dry it into a powder, we remove the moisture, and we take it at the right time.
Well, and again, I want to reiterate to everybody that it's coming from cows that are pasture-fed and not loaded with all of the nasties that are happening in factory farming of these animals. And, you know, we wouldn't be talking if that weren't the case.
Well, here's where I would add one more thing to it.
Sure.
Not only do you want pasture-fed, why? Did you know that a bovine mother that is pasture-fed will create an antibody for anthrax?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're exposed to it in the fields out there.
That's right.
So you want them to be out there being pasture-fed, but you also want them to be exposed to you and I, to the bugs that we may catch.
Yes.
You want them to have the best of both worlds, line-fed and pastured.
Well, and
why?
Also,
if I can maintain the nutritional value on the line side while they're out there grazing on the pasture side.
Well, and Dr. K, another thing I think in terms of domestic excess, if you're in North America, why would you want cows raised in North America? Just what you said, exposure is more, let's say, appropriate to the things we are interacting with in our environment than halfway around the world, even if they were producing something that we would want, although I haven't found that they are.
Well, and that's where we pull from approximately 5,000 farms with an average farm size or herd size of about 400 head. Now, not all of those cows are obviously colostrum producers. They only produce colostrum one time upon the birth of the calf. But there's enough turnover. Most of the colostrum that we actually capture and then produce, we turn right around and sell it right back. That's part of the nutritional foundation that we have. We sell it right back to the same farmers that we got the liquid from. Why? It makes the cows healthier.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, if we talk about the many immune challenges that we're all facing, and they're increasing exponentially, and largely due, as we know on this show, that I talk about nutritional deficiencies as well as environmental toxicity and the combination of what it does, we need all the help we can get, because some people will say, well, why would you do that? You're not a baby, right? This is the argument I hear. I was like, listen, we have never before been in a world, at least in recorded history, that has been basically challenging our immune systems to the degree that we're being challenged now. And this is something that I look at as food and sustenance and can benefit anybody that is in the mammalian species without having, a downside potential associated with certainly the drugs that are out there that don't boost immune function. If anything, they destroy the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. You're a homeopathic practitioner.
Yes.
Is there something out there that has been shown through science and research to regrow the seat of our immune system, the thymus gland?
No, that is a very difficult thing to address. And there are some things that stimulate regeneration in a more general sense, but specific to the thymus gland, that's extraordinary.
Well, let's paint a picture for folks out there.
All right, well, let's stand by. We want to take a break here. We're talking with Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Dr. K from Immune Tree. And we're going to get into some regeneration of the thymus gland, and we'll talk about why that's important and what the thymus gland is for all of those that are not sure. We'll let you know that on the other side of this break. I've got all the great links up at robertscottbell.com if you want to learn more about this and other issues related to the immune system today. Stand by. We're coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
We're back talking with Dr. K from Immune Tree. We're talking colostrum this hour. Another immune support supplement. This is one from the natural world, if there ever has been one. And we're talking about the thymus gland. I don't want to assume everybody knows what that is, what it's for, what it's about. So, Dr. K, take it away.
All right. The thymus is a little gland that sits in the upper breastplate. It is literally the seat of our immune system. It takes T cells that are, say, produced by bone marrow, transforms them into NK cells, and does all kinds of things with our immune system. They literally call it the seat of our immune system. Now, if you remember when a baby is born, you can put their bottom in one hand and their head in the other, and their chest is about the size of a large man's fist.
Mm-hmm.
The largest organ in that baby's chest cavity isn't their heart, it's not their lungs, it's this thymus gland. And it just keeps us as healthy as we can until we get exposed to all the little environmental issues out there and the foods and all the rest of it. Well, by the time you are about 40 to 45, it's gone from the size of a small navel orange to the size of a pea. The question that you have to pose is, am I getting the same functionality from my immune system as I once did? The answer has to be a resounding no. By the time you're in your mid-50s, it's just a little strand of tissue with some interconnected fat. Here's where it gets fun. At Cornell University, three substances from colostrum were researched and were shown to regrow that thymus gland to a normal functional state. IGF-1, which is what we consider the captain of those growth factors naturally occurring within colostrum,
yep.
And thymosin alpha and thymosin beta. Those three things within colostrum, and it wasn't an isolate, it was with colostrum that they were doing the research and the study. So with colostrum, it's been shown that you can regrow the thymus gland to a normal functional state because of those things that are in there naturally occurring, unless mm-hmm. you remove the fat. Then you just remove 50% of those growth factors, i.e. IGF-1, plus the thymosin alpha and beta.
Well, what you said is very profound in that you utilize the whole, you know, you haven't ripped it apart, synthesized, isolated, as is the brilliance of nature. And, you know, unfortunately, not to pick on PhDs, although I'm sure you have too, being one, very often it's the divide and conquer perspective. It's reductionist. It's like, how do we get to that one thing? And never do they, deal with the what we call unintended consequences, right? Oh, we found something that's so phenomenal, but oh my gosh, look at all these. Oh, we'll call them side effects.
And I love that. I was watching the TV last night, and it was for something, you know, minor, mm-hmm. the sniffles. And at the end, you had the guy that does the fastest word script in the world telling you all of the things that are going to possibly kill you because of taking this thing that's going to help you with your nasal drip.
Yep.
It's amazing to me. Now, we've kind of talked a little bit about those four corners. The top corner, the IGF-1 superfamily, all naturally occurring. At the bottom, you have well over 100 different immune factors, cytokines, immunoglobulins, antibodies, lactoferrin, transferrin, lysozymes, one in particular, proline-rich polypeptides. You are definitely going to hear about PRPs. Why? Because they have such a profound effect on all autoimmune diseases. Let me read this to you. This was written up in the Healthy Living magazine from David on this one thing. Mm-hmm. PRP is a hormone-like protein that regulates the immune system, keeping it in balance between under- and overactivity. It's extremely important for those persons with autoimmune disease. Proline-rich polypeptide has a balancing effect on the immune response and can suppress an overactive immune system. Everybody out there that's suffering from any kind of an autoimmune scenario
mm-hmm.
will see benefits with colostrum.
Well, I would have to say partly due to some of its regenerative properties as well. When we see the immune system attacking so-called our cells that were self, I acknowledge the fact that those cells that were formerly self, that people in the medical profession don't say it was formerly. They say, oh, that's supposed to be you, you know. But if you're toxic, if you're deficient, it corrupts the integrity of self. And then the immune system looks at it and says, that's not me anymore. And so we want to encourage the restoration of self. Colostrum, in addition to being immune supportive, is going to help regenerate integrity of self.
Well, I love what you just said because I call it a different thing. We have the immune factors
mm-hmm.
because whatever immune situation that you've gone through, you're going to have residual or collateral damage, inflammation, whatever the case may be. Here's where it gets fun. Not only can we put the different factors, building blocks, back into a depleted body, the immune factors, to help maybe start balancing out the immune system, but you're still going to have that residual. Those growth factors naturally occurring come in and act like a cleanup crew. Case in point, I'm the recipient of 7 ACL reconstructive surgeries on my knee. When I was 27 years old, I used to be a little bit extreme, took a 20-foot cliff skiing, folded my knee back.
Mm-hmm.
They had to take 3.5 inches of bone off the hip, put into that knee. I've had cadaver grafts. I've had my own hamstrings put in. They cut out the full meniscus. It didn't take a little bit out, but they took the entire pad out and said, by the time you're 35, Mr. Kleinsmith, we're going to replace your knee. I'm 47 today, and I have the same knee. Not only do I have the same knee, but the doctors scratched their heads with me because they said, there's nothing out there that can regenerate the meniscus like it has with you. I have a full pad. I have no scar tissue. I have no bone spurs. I have nothing.
Do you have,
I'm doing the same kinds of things that I did when I was younger.
Dr. K, do you have the x-ray analyses to show this? This is stunning. I mean, I'm not shocked by it because I've seen things like this occur, and I know the potential in the natural world if we know what to do and acquire the things and apply them appropriately. I expect healing like that, although the rest of the medical profession thinks that's not possible, and maybe it was spontaneous regeneration.
Well, now they're here's where it becomes more fascinating. More and more research is coming out about colostrum and its different constituents, especially those tissue helpers or growth factors. And they are now finding that some of the things like fibroblast growth factor, platelet-derived growth factor, and others are able to take different things and starting to regenerate, to rebuild.
Mm.
They've even started doing a lot more research because they can even take, say, IGF-1. There's a big hoopla out there right now that says IGF-1 causes cancer. Now, if you're talking about synthetic, yeah, I might agree with you. But there's enough research out of Harvard and Cornell and other places that a whole natural form, like whole food colostrum, like immune tree colostrum, not, it doesn't have just one or two of those growth factors. It has the entire IGF-1 superfamily.
The whole spectrum.
But it also has all of the cofactors to keep everything in balance.
Yeah, that is such a critical distinction that has to be made. Anytime they can isolate and say, aha, see, that thing, you don't want to take any of that because, look, this thing does that. But never do they test, or rarely, maybe you have, because you've conducted and been involved in so much research, I'm blown away by what you're doing and have done. The fact is, when they put it in combination as it occurs in nature, whole different factor. I like it. Here's a simple example I sometimes bring up. When we talk about the danger of artificial sweeteners like aspartame, one of the things in there is methanol, which is equivalent to wood alcohol. It can cause optic nerve blindness. It's a horrible accumulative toxic poison. And yet someone will say, oh, how can that be dangerous? You have methanol in a banana, never acknowledging the fact that in that same banana is ethanol, which is the natural counterpart that basically counteracts and neutralizes the methanol as a food. It just is one simple example, but you can expand it out into the complexity of nature. There's always that balance.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty about immune tree colostrum. We keep everything in balance. Not only have we done that, we've had folks like Dr. Donald Lyon from Cornell and folks at Cornell do the testing to say, you know what, this right here, Anthony Klein, they went so far as to say Anthony Kleinsmith colostrum, because I private label for folks out there. They said my colostrum is the only one that met the scientific criteria for true colostrum and not transitional milk.
Mm-hmm.
So now, we've talked a little bit about one corner, that's the IGF-1 superfamily. We've talked a little bit about the immune factors. Let's talk about one of the other corners, and that is the essentials. Now, we all hear about essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, essential glyconutrients are out there. Did you know that all of those are found within colostrum?
The essentials?
All of them. Well, all of your essential fatties, all of your essential
not surprised.
Aminos,
not surprised. By the way, Dr. K, we have to give everybody like their masters of science by now. By the time we get through the essentials, we're going to have to give out the PhD.
Think about, well, everybody's heard of EFAs.
Yes, of
essential
course.
Fatty acids, omegas, and they're all there. They're all found within colostrum. And what's fun, they haven't been isolated. They haven't been standardized. They're all there in their whole food form. We talk about essential aminos. People kind of know about amino acids and essential amino acids. Essentials are things, folks, that your body does not create. It has to be brought in from the outside. Do you think you're getting all of your essential aminos, all of your essential fatties, all of your essential glyconutrients, which were only found, in 1998, and they literally said, these are the master cell-to-cell communicators. There's eight of them, and that's it. All of them are found within true colostrum as long as you haven't defatted it, which we don't.
Yeah, the fat phobia is something that has been so dangerous and damaging to the Western world and the people in the West that have the fear of all these fats. And I can't tell you how many people are still wrong-headed in their notion that low fat is actually good for you. Now, in terms of quality of fat, I would say, okay, we can talk legitimate science about that. But right, in terms of avoiding fat, that can be the most dangerous thing for so many aspects of the endocrine system, much less our immune system.
Oh, well, let's go even one further. Let's take a little baby again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember burping a baby? I don't know if you have children, but when they burp, they spit up, and you have that little burp rag right there, and this little cottage cheese-like substance comes out.
Lovely memories. Thank you, Dr. K, for that.
Is the protective barrier that forms around colostrum so that it goes through the digestive process,
mm-hmm,
so it's not broken down. So many people say, oh, it gets broken down in the gut. Really? Not if you leave the fat in. The chymosin that's in immune tree colostrum naturally occurring, mm-hmm, you literally can do that with it. We've had children even before they're born. The mothers start on colostrum prior to birth.
Mm-hmm.
My three kids, I have my daughter who's 19 years old. She was one of the first babies that we put on it prior to birth. All three of my kids, they don't get sick.
Yeah.
They don't, I mean, and when I say they don't get sick, they don't ever get sick.
It's now,
they
very
may, they may have
testimony.
Taken after me and say break bones because they do crazy stunts, but they don't get sick.
They wouldn't
get
be
the flus,
kids if they didn't
the
do that.
They don't get the RSV and all the other things that come with that.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that about the fat as well, because my concern in years past about colostrum, if they had removed the fat, that was my big argument as to why I wanted to utilize, and my favorite form still is, the lozenge form or any form that I would then hold it within the mouth for a lot of mucosal absorption. We know it's a very thick, sticky liquid that comes out, that the colostrum, and there's going to be some mucosal absorption. I didn't want to bypass and shortchange the body's ability to absorb it into the lymph or blood in that way as well.
Oh, you're singing my praises, and here's why. I've had so many people over the years say, you know, Dr. K, I take your capsules or I take your tablets or whatever, but I love your powder. I said, mm-hmm. Well, how do you take the powder? Oh, I pack it in the lining of my gums, kind of like a chaw, and I just let it absorb. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, folks, is when do we heal? When is the time frame that we do the regeneration of our body? It's typically not when we're awake. It's typically through the hours, an hour and a half after you go to sleep, periodically through the night, and about an hour and a half before we wake up. Well, these folks are taking the colostrum and packing it in along the lining of their gums and just letting it absorb. It accelerates the healing process per those folks. We have testimonial after testimonial after testimonial, not only that you can read, but that you can watch. We are starting to release a lot of testimonials. John Krug, we just did a testimony with him. He has diabetes, congestive heart failure. He started out with Crohn's, turned into diverticulitis, had to have his colon removed, put on a colostomy bag. Was in the hospital for over a year on his back. His girlfriend literally starts sneaking colostrum in, packing it along the wound because they couldn't get it to heal in the hospital. It starts to accelerate. They tell him, we don't know what's going on, John, because it wasn't healing and now it's just going like crazy. The girlfriend steps up and says, oh, well, you know what? I was packing colostrum on the wound. I was also making him eat the colostrum sublingually. Can't eat food while you're in the hospital on a colostomy bag. He gets out of the hospital, goes back in for a hernia operation, says, hey, doc, do you think you might be able to hook everything back up? He says, well, John, I don't know. He still had some permeations on the lining of the bowel. They go in. They hook it back up.
Nice.
Nice. You can watch that video.
Well, regeneration is critical here. Regenerative medicine, advancements in regenerative medicine, it's the future of medicine in addition to movements into energy as well. But, there's an energetic component to this. It's a very vital force, you know, the starting of life point with colostrum. And as I said, I have been a supporter, fan, and utilizer of it, and I'm so glad that we could connect and kind of set the stage for a lot more discussion and, you know, not only science, but the practical clinical aspects, some of the stories that you shared today. I don't doubt or dispute because I've had many of my own experiences over the years similar to what you're describing.
Well, it's funny because we were just written up in the Healthy Living magazine because they found colostrum to be 3 times more effective against the flu virus than vaccines.
Well, that, you know, anytime we reference vaccines here,
that's a bad word, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, very bad, very bad. And I, in fact, we're about to release a 10-hour plus audio review of the vaccine whole paradigm that John Rappaport and I have done, and we're going to dissolve that all together. But colostrum, to me, is one of those most important and vital base starting point elements. But the beauty is now we have access to it at any age and can benefit from it at any age, even well into our elder years.
Absolutely. And when you say elderly, I'm talking, I've had people who are in their 98, 99. I think my oldest was 102 years old, where we ship overseas into 38 countries, and we still get folks that send me to, I love it when I get testimonials sent to me because they go, hey, take a look at this or take a look at that. And some of the stuff that we've experienced over the years with our colostrum has just been simply amazing. And you know, especially with all the research.
Yeah.
There's a health practitioner's guide that we try to make available to just about anybody that requests one. And it's 28 pages, but 11 is just references so that they know, hey, this substance has really been looked at.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it goes into, you know, some of the benefits that you're going to see, some of the constituents, colostrogenesis, lactogenesis, what's the difference? It kind of gives you an overview. It was designed for the health practitioner, but written for the layperson.
Dr. K, a couple of things I'm going to ask of you, and we didn't can talk about this so much off the air at all. But for one, I have access. I do have the professional side of this because you sent that to me. But I want to know if people that are out there that want to access it, I want you to let everybody know how they can. Also, I would ask, is there a way that people that want to try it, that have never tried it, could get a hold of it? Maybe, quite honestly, when people hear about it for the first time, they might not be willing to buy, but they'll be willing to try something. I don't know if you have something like that available, but I want to put that out there for anybody that would like to try or access it.
Well, I'll tell you what, anybody that goes to immunetree.com, it's all one word, immunetree.com, when you start looking at the different products and you go to the checkout process, there is a little checkout process. Once you've clicked on the bottle, whatever it is, whether it be the capsules or the lozenge or the moochus for children, whatever the case may be, once you click on add to cart, it asks you for a coupon discount. Now, if you use DIS5, that'll give you a 5% discount on your purchase. Just for trying the product, we're going to give you the discount.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, the information you have free. I've got a link as well to a very funny video that you guys did about zombies and colostrum protecting
yeah,
you.
We actually had the same people that did some of the X Game videos. We came to them and said, listen, nobody really knows about colostrum. Let's make a fun video. And let's for those folks that do try the products, let's give some goodies away. So we actually made the zombie video, and I got to tell you, we put it up for 3 days just to kind of test it with friends and family. We had 400 views. It started going viral. We actually had to pull it down because we said, whoa, time out. We're not
too
ready. What are you folks doing? Oh, it was so funny. We had to tell everybody else.
Yeah, the kids are going to love it. My son's going to love it. I'm going to show it to him. He'll get a kick out of it. But listen, I hope that we can do more together. I love what you're doing. The fact that you've invested in the science like nobody else that I've seen in this realm. Very impressive, Dr. K, and grateful that you would take the time to go through the base science and introduction. People that are listening now, you're probably going to have to re-listen because there's so much information that we did. You would get your PhD in colostrum almost. Not quite, but almost. But Dr. K, your wealth of information. I appreciate your investment in the integrity of keeping this product, the right product, out for people to access.
Very good. Hey, thank you very much, Robert.
Yes, and I got the links up to immunetree.com, and we'll have all those links as well at robertscottbell.com in the news notes of today's show. Thank you again, Dr. K. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
From boosting your immune system to boosting the immune system of the country, Ron Paul to the rescue. Check it out, HR3785. Everybody, HR3785. That would repeal the provision in the NDAA, that's Section 1021, that would allow the indefinite detention, incarceration, renditioning of American citizens. Check it out. Another action alert, I know, but let your congressman, senator, etc. know about HR 3785. Have them co-sponsor it and shut down this ridiculous police state before it becomes so overbearing that the country is done for and over with. And we'll be talking about that because the neocons don't seem to see how what they're doing will destroy the country. But that's next hour. What about calcium? Calcium for the skeletal system. Is it all it's cracked up to be? No pun intended. Well, it's more than calcium. There's a great story up there on Natural News today, and I encourage you all to check it out, that it's more than calcium, and they actually, in this story, mention silica. Yes, if you're not taking silica, the horsetail extract or the tea or the concentrated form of the tea, you're not really getting to the bottom line of what really needs to happen to restore skeletal integrity, connective tissue integrity, along with magnesium and along with the other trace minerals. If you increase calcium intake to the levels that some of these docs want you to, you risk cardiovascular issues and other problems. So overwhelmingly, the information is finally getting out there that it isn't about calcium in the protection of your vascular, or in this case, your skeletal system. In fact, the calcium may be causing more problems than you can imagine. So check this article out on Natural News. Again, going to understanding the calcium myth. Here's what really makes healthy bones. Another great article there. Now, what else is on tap? I hear Rick Perry's dropping out. Rick Perry dropping out. Gardasil Rick. Good news. Get rid of him. And starts narrowing the field. There's another debate tonight in South Carolina. We'll report on that with some debate review with Superdon, as we typically do the day after these debates happen. So that's so much going on today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, Mike Adams, the Health Rangers, coming up later next hour to wrap the show up as well. We've got discussions of diabetes. We'll talk about cholesterol, and we're going to break the neocon myth. Why do they not like Ron Paul? We'll let you know for sure. But first, before we get to all of those other stories in the next hour, I've got an email. This came up through the website at robertscottbell.com. Yes, I read them. I try to get to every one of them. Be patient. Here's a letter just came through yesterday. No, actually, this morning it came through. Thank you so very much for all of your valuable programs. I have a question in regard to head lice. We learned today that my grandson's preschool class in the public school had an outbreak of lice. Can you suggest some effective homeopathic natural solutions to the lice problem? I do not want to use the chemical-laden toxic lice shampoos, treatments recommended by the schools and nurses. Thank you so ever much. We will act immediately upon your recommendation. I appreciate all of the knowledge and natural wisdom you share with your dedicated listeners. Sincerely, Rosa. Rosa, thank you for writing in. I don't have a lot of time to go into great detail on this, but suffice it to say there was an outbreak. A few kids at the private school, the Montessori school my kids go to. So it can happen anywhere, in any school. And yet, of course, the same concerns that any parent would have at this point now. Do we really want to utilize toxic chemical pesticides? No, we don't. And it turns out there's a growing awareness movement and services that have access to non-pesticide. In other words, things that I would actually approve and allow be utilized on my children. And I'm going to link up, because I don't have time to go into the details of this, one of the companies in Florida. Maybe you can find something where you are, Rose. I imagine now that you will. And it's called lousecalls.com, L-O-U-S-E. CALLS.com. Sort of like a play on house calls, but lousecalls.com. Link up, check it out, even give them a call. Maybe you're not in the area of the Florida region where this service is available, but you could probably find it where you are. And yes, the good news is you can get rid of head lice without resorting to toxic pesticides. Thank you, one and all, for listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show every day, telling everybody about the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Also want to thank all of you that link through TalkStreamLive.com, brings you to the Natural News Stream, and that helps raise awareness among talk radio fans around the world. So thank you once again. RobertScottBell.com. We got lots more healing to go. Stay with us. Quick breather. The power to heal is yours.
The
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, I didn't put any colostrum lozenges in your care package, did I? You got your Blue Mountain Organic Jamaican coffee, though, right?
Colostrum lozenge. I do have the coffee, yes.
Yeah, not well. You know, last hour we were talking with Dr. K there. I just got cravings for colostrum now, suddenly. I wonder why. Well, I'm gonna get an order in on that, but... Anyway, how are you feeling?
Can I add that to my coffee? Is that something I can add to my coffee?
You could. Instead of cream, you put colostrum in there. As long as it's not too hot, we don't want to destroy the integrity of the immune support. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So how are you feeling? Are you feeling comfy?
Comfy. Yeah. I'm pretty comfortable. How are you? Are you feeling comfortable?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty cushy in the Robert Scott Bell Show chair here, just letting it loose. Although my wife's chair is even more comfy. But I gotta do this. The angst that I feel every day without doing it is such that we just gotta let loose on some things. And
being comfortable is a good thing. Why are you asking me if I'm comfortable?
Well, there's one guy in America that is evidently not very comfortable right now. Evidently not comfortable with Ron Paul. Can you imagine? Somebody not comfortable with Ron Paul?
Well, who would that be, Robert?
Well, believe it or not, this is not had anything to do with the crowd in South Carolina that booed Jesus and the Golden Rule. This is not them. But there's somebody who is known as almost like the architect of neoconservatism. And he is really upset with Ron Paul. I mean, you hear some things that you're like, what the heck? I mean, where's the perspective in this? And I know a lot of people have asked this question. Why do some people not get it, not like him? And I thought, we really need to get to the bottom of this to get every last person that is not yet on board and at least figure out if there is hope, is there an opportunity, or should we just write them off and not waste our energy anymore?
Yeah, well, if people don't know who we're talking about yet, that guy would be Bill Kristol. If you watch the news, you watch the political shows, he's quite often in the round tables on like Meet the Press and Face the Nation and things like that. He's a pundit.
He's a political analyst.
Now, just recently, and this has created a bit of an uproar, mm-hmm. Bill Kristol was on C-SPAN. And he had some choice things to say about Ron Paul. And in this first clip... It's a bit surprising how it actually gets kind of personal.
Personal attack here from Bill Kristol.
I'm not going to apologize at all. For a lot of people, when they criticize Ron Paul, have to preface their criticism by saying, well, he's a good guy and brings a lot to the debate. I actually don't buy that. I don't think he's a particularly good guy. I think he'd be better for the Republican Party. And I'll say this, I've thought about this some. I think it would be better for the Republican Party if he left the Republican Party.
Ouch. You know, here's a guy. Did you hear me say, I don't particularly think he's a nice guy? Now, of all the critiques.
No, he didn't even say nice.
No.
He said he's not a good guy.
He's not a good guy. Now,
he's a bad guy, in other words.
Of all the critiques of Ron Paul, even the people that are diametrically opposed to his ideas, none of them say he's not a good guy. I mean, come on. Even Lawrence O'Donnell, who's the lefty of lefties on MSNBC yesterday, I saw he called out, I think, ABC on their report about Ron Paul flying first class. You know, not being a spendthrift.
Right.
And it turns out he was doing what every other congressman and senator does. You buy tickets that are refundable because they're always changeable at the government rate. And, oh my gosh, Ron Paul happens to have frequent flyer miles. He upgrades with Continental because he's on
it
so much.
You mean he wasn't riding in the back of the plane with the luggage? Oh, what a hypocrite. Right?
Of course, Lawrence O'Donnell didn't mention the fact that he actually returns, I don't know, $100,000, $120,000 a year of his congressional.
Which nobody else does.
No. And his son, Rand Paul, $500,000 he returned. Didn't mention that, but at least I'll give him O'Donnell credit. He said, I wanted this to be true because he was looking for something to get Ron Paul. But the thing is, even if you don't like Ron Paul, they don't get him because he's not a good guy.
No, I mean, what is up with that? He's not a good guy. And then he should leave the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Now, why should Ron Paul leave the Republican Party? Unless there's something about Ron Paul that is, in Bill Kristol's opinion anyway, bad for the Republican Party. And in this next clip, he goes a little bit more into detail as to why Ron Paul should leave the Republican Party.
I actually think the Republican Party would be benefited in the long run, but even in the short run.
Even in this 2012 election?
Yes. Look how many Democrats and independents are voting for Paul in these primaries.
So you think it would hurt President Obama?
No, I don't know, honestly, but I would just feel more comfortable as a Republican, as a conservative. I would be comfortable in a general election if Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich were standing as the Republican in the Reagan tradition and debating both Barack Obama and Ron Paul.
So it's all about Bill Kristol's comfort.
So
that's
why he would be more comfortable if Ron Paul left the Republican Party.
Yeah. Well,
that's what this is all about. We need to make sure that Bill Kristol is comfortable, right?
We need to, you know, maybe send him some comfortable shoes or something.
I mean, maybe he needs like one of those donut pillows or something.
Why does Bill Kristol have to be comfortable? I don't want any neoconservatives to be comfortable. I want them to be agitated and annoyed because the people are starting to get on. We're on to your tricks. We're on to your tricks, Bill Kristol. You're not comfortable, and I'm okay with that.
After hearing this, Robert, you got to ask yourself, why is Bill Kristol so adamant about Ron Paul leaving the Republican
what is
Party?
Why does
Bill Kristol not like Ron Paul?
Don, I'm thinking in terms of what are the things that they dislike the most? If you look at the Republican Party, they can't really criticize him on his domestic policy of spending because he wants to cut it, even though none of the other neoconservatives want to
cut
it.
There's a bunch of Republicans, even currently running candidates, that agree with Ron Paul
exactly. So could it be what could it be? That he's a physician and he delivered 4,000 babies and he's not particularly a fan of abortion? Could that be the reason?
Not likely. No. You know, I mean, really, if we're going to be serious about this, there's really only one other thing that they could have a problem with him on, and that's the one that most of these neocon Republicans always bring up when they want to criticize Ron Paul, and that's on foreign policy.
You think it's he doesn't have a big enough bloodlust?
I'll tell you what. I did a little homework on this.
Okay.
And it turns out that if you don't know who Bill Kristol is, you kind of look at the guy and you go, oh, he's just one of those Fox News guys, and they're always going to say something bad about Ron Paul. But in reality, there's a few details here that really make it clear as to why he doesn't like Ron Paul.
And it's more than, as you said, just being a pundit that has to be a naysayer in a sense. From what we understand here, he's like this architect for this, what is this, diagram for a 21st century? What do they call that thing?
This is called the Project for the New American Century.
There it is. What I've heard about this New American Century, it's all about American hegemony, dollar hegemony, the control of the entire planet. What are we going to do? How are we going to do that? How do we control the whole world, Don? What is their idea? What is their plan?
This was a nonprofit
Of course,
that was started in 1997,
yeah,
and actually was gone by 2006. And it was an American think tank. Mm. I love that word. You know, if you want to make your organization appear to be something very intellectual and important, you call it a think tank. Unfortunately, this think tank probably had more in common with a septic tank than anything else.
Yeah, I was thinking
the crap that this organization spewed out.
And I have a sense, if we go back to Eisenhower's farewell address, and he talked about warning us about the dangers of the military-industrial complex, we might find that danger in that Bill Kristol think tank, would we not? And to prove it, you've got another clip, Don, that we're going to run in here that is quite astonishing and quite revealing.
Well, the setup on this, there's a guy, an Australian investigative journalist and a documentary maker. His name's John Pilger. And he interviewed Bill Kristol, talking to him about foreign policy. And this is the most amazing thing I have ever heard in my life. This is what Bill Kristol's opinion is on interventionism.
The problem with America is not that we go around marauding around the world imposing ourselves. The problem with America in the last 10, 15 years, since the end of the Cold War, really in the last 60 years, is that we've been too slow to get involved.
Excuse me? Wait a second. We're too slow to get involved in conflicts around the world and invade other countries and regime change and CIA coup d'etats. We're too slow.
According to Bill Kristol, we don't do enough intervention. Involved enough in other countries in a military fashion.
Dude, I got a new name for Bill Kristol. It's Bill Kristol Meth. I mean, this guy is on serious methamphetamine. We got to invade another country. We're too slow. We just got to get moving. Bill Kristol, we got the neoconservative, the think tank for a new American Senate. What do we got to do? And
I'll
of course,
what, for anybody who might have missed that, we got to play that clip one more time.
All right, give a listen. This is stunning.
He completely reveals himself.
The problem with America is not that we go around marauding around the world imposing ourselves. The problem with America in the last 10, 15 years, since the end of the Cold War, really in the last 60 years, is that we've been too slow to get involved.
For all the people that don't understand neoconservatism and don't understand the people that are like this, Bill Kristol, of course, has come out of the closet in a major league way in this regard. This is the neocon, reveal. This is what we're all about, controlling the planet. It's not about the Constitution. It's not about limitations. It's about war making. But they're deluded, so deluded that to say something like this, you have to be on major drugs. We're too slow to interact on a global scale.
Now, I'll tell you what, Robert, if this isn't enough, if what we've just heard isn't enough,
enough
to tell you exactly who this guy is,
let's find out.
John Pilger asks him a question, and he brings up the point that there are some other countries out there in the world that are concerned about what the America may do to them militarily. Listen to this.
Who are we going after next?
Outside America, people have worried about the United States conducting an unprovoked attack on a country, a sovereign country.
Are they? Yes, they are. Really? Worried we're going to attack Britain, France, Germany? Any democracy?
No, because decent
regime?
No, I said strong countries.
Well, I was asking decent countries.
I don't know.
Are people really worried the U.S. is going to go,
I,
a decent law-abiding country, and the U.S. is going to come in and say, we don't like the look of you?
A decent law-abiding country.
Yes. Yes. So what I get from that, there were two words that stuck out there.
Yeah.
Decent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You mean a country that's a decent country is worried about? We're not going to attack a decent country. So my question to Bill Kristol is, who is it that gets to determine which country is decent and which one isn't? What is the definition of a decent country? And the other thing he threw out there is democracy.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we prefer a democracy over a socialist country or a democracy over a communist country. But
wait a second,
Don. Country have to be a democracy in order to not have to worry about whether we are going to attack them?
I'm going back to the root, the heart of all of this that Kristol is just deluded on. Because what does democracy have to do with anything at all? It's never mentioned in the founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. And suddenly he's saying, as if there was some constitutional mandate, well, if it's a democracy, we don't invade. But if it's not...
Even then, if he used republic instead of democracy, still, the point here is that Bill Kristol feels that the U.S. government has the ability, has the right, and has the power to look around the world at each of the countries, put a little sticky note on the country that says decent or not decent.
Or not decent.
And that is a scary thing. But the way
you know,
he's played
George
his hand.
Where is George W. Bush when we need him? The axis of decency. Where's the axis of decency and indecency? Oh, that's an indecent nation. We got to go after that. Hey, look, how many have we gone after? That would be the next question because, Crystal's surprised. Really? They're a nerd. They're nerd. Really? Come on. Like, he was astounded that any country would be like, gee, I don't really. We're a little nervous that the U.S. might come in to our country.
Exactly, Robert. I mean, is there a reason for these other countries around the world to be concerned that our military may end up attacking them? And Bill Kristol continues on with this interview, questioning the interviewer, John Pilger, about the ridiculous idea going and attacking somebody.
When have we really ever done this?
How many countries has the U.S. attacked in the last 15 years?
Since World War II, there have been 72 interventions by the United States.
Was that right?
Yes.
That's ludicrous.
Well, it's not ludicrous. It's true.
Is that right? That's ludicrous.
We've never done anything like that before, have we?
That's ludicrous. That's a rap artist. You're just making that up. And, of course, we're looking it up, and we do see over 70 since World War II, basically.
You have to understand, this reminds me of the debate the other night when Ron Paul was talking about the difference between military spending and defense spending. There's a distinct difference, but a lot of people will lump everything in together and call it one thing. Mm-hmm. Now, intervention. What is intervention? Intervention does not mean that we fly planes and drop bombs and have boots on the ground. There are lots of ways for the U.S. government, for the CIA, for the military to intervene in things that are going on in other governments and other countries around the world.
Yes.
In fact, since 1945 to present day, the United States has intervened in more than 70 nations in the world, and a lot of people don't understand.
Really? That's ludicrous.
We did not intervene in China or Italy or Greece or South Korea or Albania or Germany
or Grenada
or Guatemala or Middle East or Indonesia. And when you start throwing it, people right now are probably going, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We didn't go to war with Guatemala.
70, over 70. Over Absolutely. 70. And here's the difference that I want everybody to understand. Why a Bill Kristol and why these hardcore neocons, whether they've come out of the closet or not, whether they're Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin in talk radio, whether they're pundits on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, wherever they are, they're part of this One World Order gang, New World Order, and they think the American military and the people in the military are the ones, the cannon fodder, that should make this happen in the 21st century. And here you have, we're going to go back 4 years to let you see the difference between, and this also goes to the bloodlust that we heard in South Carolina, and that YouTube is traveling around the world. Did they boo Jesus? They booed the Golden Rule and Ron Paul. And this goes back to Mike Huckabee, another so-called Christian conservative with a bloodlust, an honor for dishonor. This is Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee 4 years ago at a Republican debate.
The American people didn't go in. A few people advising this administration, a small number of people called the neoconservatives, hijacked our foreign policy. They're responsible, not the American people. They're not responsible. We shouldn't punish them.
Congressman, we are one nation. We can't be divided. We have to be one nation under God. That means if we make a mistake, we make it as a single country, the United States of America, not the divided states of America.
When we make a mistake, it is the obligation of the people through their representatives to correct the mistake, not to continue the mistake.
And that's what we do on the floor of the Senate?
No, we've dug a hole for ourselves and we've dug a hole for our party. We're losing elections and we're going down next year if we don't change it. And it has all to do with foreign policy and we have to wake up to this fact.
Even if we lose elections, we should not lose our honor, and that is more important than the Republican Party.
We have lost over 5,000 Americans killed in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and plus the civilians killed. How many more do you want to lose? How long are you going to be there? How long? Right. What do we have to pay to save face? That's all we're doing is saving face. It's time we came home.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Well, there you have it. You've got the foreign policy views of Bill Kristol, and you've just now heard the foreign policy views of Ron Paul. I think it's pretty obvious where the logic, where the truth lies. There's really no question here. And I think now we understand a little bit better why Bill Kristol doesn't like Ron Paul and why he's uncomfortable. You know what? Too bad.
Yeah.
I think it's time to go to break. This has been a long segment, but it's been an important one.
Healing on levels never before tried in broadcast media. This is why we like Ron Paul on domestic and foreign policy. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, now that we've solved the problem of neoconservatism, it's unlocked. You can now read through it all. You can see through all the propaganda, what all that is about. Why not solve the problem of something really important? As if that's not important, destroying the whole world. Well, how about destroying your pancreas? How about destroying your gallbladder, your liver, your digestive system? How about doing that with Paula Deen? She's quite a celebrity chef on the Food Network, and evidently she's teaming up with a drug maker, Novo Nordisk. Does that sound? That's just like a new wave band from the 1980s. Novo Nordisk, to launch a program that aims to help people live with type 2 diabetes and promote a Novo diabetes drug. Why do we have to help people to live with type 2 diabetes? Is that unreasonable of me to promote the idea that we can actually help people live without type 2 diabetes? Oh, I know. It's not part of the drug culture. It's not part of the drug management. It's not part of the, oh, you'll maintain your dependence on me. Yes, right. You're going to come to me for Lycopodium and Iris. That's right. The two homeopathic, my favorite homeopathic remedies for the pancreas. And you'll have to keep coming back to me because no one else has it. Mine's patented, right? This is the game that would be played if homeopaths were like allopathic drug doctors. We have a patent on it, and you can only buy it through us as long as it's patented. Until it goes generic, you're going to pay out the yin-yang. And even then, we're going to try and buy, you know, basically come up with some newfangled drug, so you won't want to be on the generic drug. And don't worry, we'll pay your gastroenterologist to go to Hawaii. We'll give him special deals or her special deals to keep prescribing the latest, greatest drug and drop that old drug that's no good anymore. We had last Sunday on the GCN show for the Robert Scott Bell Show, I interviewed Bill Falloon from the Life Extension Foundation. Those of you who haven't heard that show, that broadcast, go ahead. You can link through in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com that went out today if you get your email alerts from naturalnewsradio.com. Put your email address in there. You'll get the updates, or go right to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see a link to listen to the archives of my GCN show. And I think it's worth listening to. Bill Falloon, nice man. He's invested. He's put his money where his mouth is. It's a very profitable company, Life Extension Foundation, and I don't begrudge anybody making money, especially for good reasons, not stealing money from the government or taxpayers, which is where it really comes from, and then demanding that it continues, and subsidies, corporatism. They are not about that, Life Extension Foundation. No, LEF instead has taken a lot of its profits and invested, I think Bill said, what, $10 million a year in clinical trials that will not result in monopoly, won't result in a patent, just to find out the facts of the matter. And Bill, to his credit, some would say, oh, why did you interview that guy? Because he actually talked, let's say, he said some nice things about metformin, which is known as glucophage. He said some nice things about aspirin. He said some nice things about Tagamet, of all things. You know, and look, he went in and showed that there were specific things that those drugs could do when used in extremely low doses, so minimize their toxicity and maximize the minimal benefit that you could say, hey, this is a legitimate use for a drug. Have you ever heard me call for the banning of allopathic medicine and drugs? I mean, as much as I'd like to see people not use it or not need or perceive the need to use it, I am not someone who calls for the banning of things that I do not like, unless they are deceptive. And even then, it's not the ban. It's like, just be truthful about your drug. And of course, in terms of what this Novo Nordisk thing on diabetes and this celebrity chef who basically wants to show you how to make fried cheesecake, okay? Is it any wonder she might have become a little diabetic? No big surprise. So she's diabetic. She's teaming up with a drug manufacturer. That's where the big money still is. But are they lying? Well, not really, because they actually said they wanted to help people live with type 2 diabetes, which is a tacit admission of managing your symptoms rather than curing diabetes. Now, where I draw the line is that they have a monopoly on the so-called treatment of diabetes. You cannot hang your shingle in a health food store or on as a healthcare provider, practitioner, and say, here you go, come in, I have the cure for diabetes. It includes the use of a supplement, a dietary supplement, not a drug, a food. It is food. It's grown as a food. It's called glucose tolerance factor chromium. And I mentioned this from time to time. I think I may have even mentioned it yesterday. And I can't tell you how many times my listener, you, the listener, that are dealing with hypoglycemia or diabetes have come back to me. Either you've left me a message, you've Facebook friended me, you've sent me an email, however you've gotten the word to me, how you or a loved one has come off of the diabetes drugs, the type 2 I'm talking about, and are now living completely without needing to manage the diabetes. The diabetes is gone by doing 100 micrograms three times a day. Now, I used to help people with diabetes and hypoglycemia with homeopathy, just with those two aforementioned remedies, Lycopodium and Iris, in conjunction with other things, because I don't mean to say it's only a pancreatic issue. It certainly is a mineral deficiency. But there are liver issues, there are intestinal issues, all of these things that fried cheesecake will destroy. I'm sorry. Yes, I've made an organic cheesecake before. Yes, my wife has, but we've never fried it, and we don't eat it every day. I mean, for us, these sweets are a very rare delicacy. But yet on The View, Don was playing me the other day about this story. On The View, they were talking about this fried cheesecake or this woman. And they were trying to say, well, I tried to dissuade her because she was going to be having some problems. And all they were talking about was fat, 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 fat. Oh, it's so fattening. Fat, fat, fat. Enough with the fat. If it's healthy fat, if it's good fat, I want you eating fat. But it isn't the fat that was killing people. It was the lack of minerals, in terms of the contribution of the refined carbohydrates that lack the trace minerals, especially the chromium, that allows you to use the sugars that are coming in. And you can utilize complex carbohydrates if you have enough chromium. And even you can survive the refined carbohydrates, as much as I am not a fan and I'm not endorsing using them. But I would always insist, if you're going to give your kids a rare treat, if you will, a sweet treat, slip in a 50 micrograms of, if you will, cut it in half if you want, of the food-grown GTF chromium that, once again, I've told you I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And so it's very simple to do this, but in this case, you have the big money promoting all of the people that watch the Food Network, and I'm not going to disparage people that watch the Food Network. I don't even know what's on the Food Network. I mean, I've seen that Cake Boss guy. I mean, it's an entertaining guy, an Italian family. I've sat through a Cake Boss. Is that on Food Network? I don't know. But of all the people that eat the food that they watch there, are they aware of the quality of their food and how that's impacting on the creation, if you will, of diabetes? Now, I've also referenced the issue of type 1 diabetics, and it's distinct and different from type 2. I believe that type 1 diabetes is, you know, an autoimmune reaction due to vaccine influence, introduction of toxins in the vaccines. And in that way, you're creating an autoimmune scenario where the immune system attacks and destroys the very function, whatever's left of the pancreas and these particular cells there. Now, it's different, the type 2 and how it reacts with the GTF chromium, but I've also told the story of a dear friend of mine who is type 1 diabetic from when he was a child. And in fact, he was taking 100 micrograms three times a day, seeing a little bit of benefit until he knocked it up to four times a day. And that's what I say in extreme cases. That's 400 micrograms a day of the food-grown chromium. And then he was able to reduce his reliance on any insulin, some days not even need any, because he knew how to manage his diet in such an efficient manner. So it's not that type 1 is completely, you're not SOL completely, but navigating the terrain, I'll admit, is much trickier, and the diet is much more, limited. But as I said, Lycopodium and Iris, homeopathic remedies. I have them in the blog today so you can review that. But again, if you watch The View in these shows, that I don't know how you'll get your time back, but they're all still focused on fat, fat, fat. And if anybody is still as locked into that old way of thinking, maybe that's a nice gift you can give them here in the new year, is trying to introduce them to the concept that fat is not bad. In that fact, fat is your friend. Essential fats, of course, omega-3 fats. Even when we were talking about colostrum yesterday with Dr. K, he talked about the essentials, the essential fats, which, by the way, are in the whole unprocessed colostrum, bovine colostrum there, that very cool stuff. So stay in touch with me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'd like to hear how you do with all of this information. Don't think I already know unless you've already contacted me about it. I'd love to be able to share your story on the air, and you can do it as well. Leave a short message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Let's see, what other healing is on tap today? I got a few other stories I'm reviewing. We'll be back with one of them, I'm sure. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors on the break. It is because of them that this is possible. Special shout out and thanks as well to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for having an amazing natural news radio network to get this information out 5 days a week.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A point that I wanted to make last segment, and I think I might have overlooked it just in the zeal to get you the practical, hard-hitting information that you can actually ingest and be better for it. The idea that you could hang a shingle and lay claim to the cure for diabetes, and it was not approved by the FDA. It didn't hurt anybody. It was a supplement. It was food, basically. And you laid claim to it, much like those who grow cherries if they lay claim to the cure for arthritis and gout, become criminals, become enemies of the state. That is what I speak out against. That is an abolition I would like to see. That is a banning, if you will, I would like to see. The banning of the monopoly, the medical monopoly. If they're so good, if they're, you know, their stuff doesn't stink, let them prove it in a free market instead of having the protection of nanny state government shooting up all of the competition, all you nice boys and girls who simply want to go, natural remedies, I don't need your approval. And in addition, that GTF chromium, the information in the little booklet you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, a chromium book that was written by my dear friend Christopher Barr, who also wrote one recently on selenium for cancer and other things. I would encourage you that when you call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, that you request, hey, Jonathan, can I buy one of those chromium and selenium books as well? Because in addition to what chromium does for the pancreas and diabetes and hypoglycemia, I would share, especially with my new listeners, a story. I've talked about my mom from time to time. She just came down for a visit. She's 77 or what? Her sister's 83 and zero drugs, basically. And she drove 670 miles home the other day, nonstop, pretty much. Of course, I'm sure they stopped a little bit, but I mean, not an overnight trip. It just went on. Amazing stuff. And there was a time, was it last year or 2 years ago? She was calling me, she said, Scotty, she calls me Scotty. She says, hey, the doctor says I have high cholesterol and also, you know, he wants to put me on a statin drug. And also, he says, you have bone density issues. You're starting to get osteoporosis and he wants me on a drug for that. That's what she told me. And I said, all right, Mom, you know, you're not on any drugs. We're not going to start you now. The issue of cholesterol is one that is a red herring just to give you a drug. Anybody over 40, heck, if you're over 20 now and you have cholesterol, it's automatic. You need a statin drug. It's getting crazy out there. But in her case, I said, look, what you want to do is elevate your HDL levels, don't you? High density lipoprotein, because that's what the doc, you know, they always look at this ratio more than ever. And if you elevate the HDL, then the LDL becomes inconsequential. And here's the scientific data that you can show the doc to prove it. Okay, so let's raise your HDL. She says, absolutely, what do I do? I said, here, are you taking your GTF chromium? No, I wasn't taking it because I felt pretty good. Because she had actually had an energy drop. She was feeling a lot of fatigue. This was, again, a year or two ago. And I said, honestly, I think what's happened is you're depleted of your chromium stores. Because without that, you cannot, you know, let's say relinquish the energy that is contained within your body. Use it appropriately. It's kind of like when you eat the food and you have the high and the crash, the hypoglycemic, you can't liberate that which you need from the cells, the fat cells in your body. So I said, start taking the chromium. She wasn't technically hypoglycemic. She wasn't diabetic. She just didn't have energy. I didn't say take some coffee. I didn't say drink coffee. I just said, no, here, take this. And her energy came back in relatively shorter. But she was past that. She's going out dancing again. So she started telling me about this story. I said, get on the GTF chromium. Why? Because GTF chromium also works with the liver, cholesterol, all related, in addition to selenium. And GTF chromium can, guess what? Elevate your high density lipoprotein. So if you're at all concerned about cholesterol, not that I think you necessarily should be, all you need to remember is, how do I elevate the HDL? Without a drug. Please, without a drug. You also, with or without diabetes or hypoglycemia, can do 100 micrograms of that GTF chromium 3 times a day, and you will find test, you know, test now, test later, that your HDL will rise. And of course, your doctor will be very happy, or maybe not, because you won't need the statin drug. Not that you did now, but you for sure don't need it. And if your doctor still insists that you do need it after that, please do yourself a favor. Fire them. Fire him or her, any doctor that wants to get you on a statin drug, because it's a tacit admission of failure, their inability to understand basic concepts in biochemistry, biophysiology, all of the basics. The cholesterol is so essential, so necessary for endocrine function to keep you young at any age, as well as neurological function, brain health, and so much more, that anybody that wants to lower cholesterol is literally already out of their mind. Don't let them put you out of your mind, too. By the way, I have the direct link so you can get the book on chromium by Christopher Barr. Make it easy for you. And you can make it easy on all your friends and family, loved ones, etc., because they will not have to suffer the stupidity of allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscience in their pursuit of good health. I mean, it's genuine, is it not? Do we not genuinely want to be well? And I recognize, yes, some people say they want to be well, and they don't really. I mean, unless you're a health care provider, I mean, doctors may or may not care because they can just give you a drug, write you a script, and send you away. But if you're genuinely committed and invested in helping people to heal, and a person comes to you and you figure out that they don't really want to be well, send them back to an allopathic doctor, because that's what they really want. They don't want to get well unless they're willing to take responsibility for their health and change the diet, the lifestyle, etc., and be a partner, if you will, in the healing process. You know, if somebody comes to me and says, just give me something to take, I don't want to know nothing from nothing, I'm like, yeah, go somewhere else. I'm not being mean. Why should I waste my energy, deplete my energy, my resources that, yeah, are infinite on a spiritual level, and that's true for all of us, but finite in a physiological level, even emotional level? You can exhaust yourself trying to help people that do not want help. Maybe that's why we wanted to, get to the bottom of the neocon mythology, so that you would no longer waste your time with people like Bill Kristol, who would simply deplete you. I mean, they would drive you insane to the point of warfare, even if you're peace-loving. At a certain point, you go, Bill, come on, man. Come back to planet Earth. 72 countries since World War II you've invaded. Well, they're not decent then. Oh, yeah. All right. We can go through that list again. I'm not going there. We've already done that. Go re-listen to it if you need to understand more about what we're talking about from a political healing perspective. But there are people in politics, those that still don't get the Ron Paul phenomenon, if you will, a phenomenon that is rooted in liberty and principle, and they still scratch their head and goes, why Ron Paul? I like him except on foreign policy. I don't think we can help them much anymore until they get it. Now, granted, not every one of us got it the moment Ron Paul started speaking about it in the early 70s, okay? So we can't ever gloat by the time we reach there and go, Bill Kristol, you're so stupid, right? That's not the point of this. Any more than I would say, you're so stupid because you're on metformin or the Nordisk stuff of the Paula Deen, you know, talking about Novo Nordisk. This is not about being smarter or stupider than people. It's about having compassion. But sometimes it's about being a little bit insensitive. I will admit. Liam sometimes says I'm a bit insensitive. I'm sensitive yet insensitive. How could that be possible? The mix between your mom and dad, perhaps, however it is. But to some degree, in healing, if you're really invested in helping people to heal, you'll have to tell people things they don't necessarily want to hear. You hope to be able to do so in a kind and loving way, but when people are there and they're draining your energy, you have a right and obligation to defend yourself and say, listen, I don't believe you want to get well, point blank. Have you ever said that to somebody? They've come to you for help and you say, I don't really believe that you want help. Have you ever done that? It's an interesting thing when they realize you've got them dead to rights. And then they may get angry with you. They may yell and scream at you. Or if they're smart and they're efficient about it, they're just going to find somebody else they can leech off of at that point. Don't let the neocons play that game with you, goad you into it by trying to pretend that they like Ron Paul. At least Bill Kristol, there's no pretension with him. I'll give him his credit for that. I don't think Ron Paul's a good guy even, right? Okay, where do you go with that? This guy is so delusional. At that point, you can go, all right, write him off. Loony bin out in the world, insane asylum that we're all operating in. Some people have sanity, like Ron Paul. All of them call him insane. But, you know, if you're in a room and everybody in that room says you're insane, it's likely the opposite. You are the sane one. Everybody else is insane. Another guiding spiritual principle I followed over the years. So helping people. You want to help people, you got to find the people that actually want to be helped. And some people will not want to get well, and they'd rather die. Like we've talked about, Liam and I and others have talked about the HIV, the false causation hypothesis of the phantom retrovirus, never even isolated or caught in the act of doing anything. And you can tell people about this, that supposedly they say they have HIV, they say they have AIDS, and you say, no, you may have immune deficiency, but you do not have what you think you have because nobody has it. Either that or everybody has it. But it's inconsequential to the reality of why is your immune system defaulting or faulty, you know, crumbling, dismantled. What is going on there? Oh my goodness, it looks like we need to eat a little better. It looks like we need to reduce our reliance on antibiotic drugs. It looks like we need to detoxify from heavy metals. It looks like we need to rebuild your gastrointestinal system and your liver. Whoa, Robert, what are you talking about? I just wanted you to give me some pills, man. Don't tell me I got to live differently. Okay, go back to the allopathic doctor. He or she will be happy to give you the poison pill, the chemotherapy that you feel happier on. Knock yourself out. You know, I'll be here for you if that day comes that you wake up and you say, all right, you're right, I want, and it isn't because I'm right, but you wanted to help me and I wasn't ready to be helped. I mean, that's a big, big, big moment. And the suffering economically, and we're in the midst of it. It's not getting better. It gets worse before it gets better. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy life and have wonderful things happen in the midst of a sour economy. But if you don't know what's going on and you don't prepare accordingly, the suffering may be needless, but it becomes needful because, oops, I didn't listen. So the things you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we talk in terms of things beyond physiological health like diabetes, for instance. The reason I cover these issues beyond diabetes, beyond physiological health and healing, I think you figured it out. Unless you're a new listener, maybe you're not sure yet. You're like, what is this guy all about? Why does he talk politics? Why does he get into economics? It's because everything is related to everything. And if you can apply that one principle of healing in one area, very specifically, like overcoming diabetes, you may find, as I did in my life, that the principles I applied in the healing realm apply everywhere, including the body politic. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Speaking of healing the body politic, someone who's been doing a lot of healing in the realm of the media and beyond. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joins us to wrap up the show today. How exciting. SOPA, the blackout. We survived. Is it looking like this is going to pass? We just also learned that Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, says he's going to basically filibuster this thing. So there's some good news on this front, perhaps.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Robert. Just snuck in before the end of your show today. But it's been crazy. Yesterday, you know, massive protests all over the internet, people sending out tweets all day long and Facebook posts all day long. This was a massive people-powered protest against censorship, against government tyranny, against government control over the internet. And it was just a huge success. I mean, we saw not just Wikipedia going dark. We also saw Wired Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
They censored their entire front page. Of course, Natural News, we censored our front page. Actually, we put a seized logo.
I had some nervous listeners post on my Facebook page, "What happened? What happened?" And, you know, explained exactly that was the sense that people needed to get, the urgency.
Well, that's what was beautiful about it, is sometimes you have to shake people awake to let them realize what's coming. And yesterday, what we saw across the internet was a moment in American history, the moment that the internet became a political force to be reckoned with. I mean, we're living history right now. That was amazing.
Ah, very cool. Very cool. And, you know, again, the good sign that we got the Pauls, at least one of them's in office for sure. We hope the other one gets into office at that higher office, from the House to the presidency. But with the stand in terms of a filibuster to stop it as well, something very significant. Also, the Daily Paul. Shout out to Michael Nystrom and the Daily Paul. They also blacked
out
for 24 hours.
They blacked out, too.
Yep. And we got a lot of listeners coming on board from the Daily Paul every day as well.
Yeah, I love that website, and there were other sites, including Reddit, that, of course, participated in this. Even Craigslist put a message
on
their page. Google blacked out their logo and had a message on there. I mean, what was really interesting about this, Robert, is it was a spontaneous, completely unorganized, just spontaneous and, you know, people-powered protest. I mean, no one contacted me and said, you should do this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was thinking about doing this to Natural News 10 days earlier, even before Reddit announced it. In fact, I had assigned one of our writers to write an article about going dark before anybody was even talking about it. So it was something that sort of spontaneously occurred to me as the editor of Natural News, you know, without even being prompted.
Well, it's completely showing the power of this decentralization, that there's a sense of people that are feeling the liberty, the energy of that, and acting accordingly in this regard. And nobody had to coordinate it centrally, and look at what's happened. I think that's the thing that's frightening the so-called old powers on planet Earth more than anything, which is perhaps why this SOPA PIPA legislation was something that they deemed so important and so necessary under the guise of copyright protection, etc. But really, the kill switch is what they want.
That's exactly what they want. I mean, they want the internet to be like it is in China. And in China, you can't even get websites from Taiwan. I mean, all Taiwan websites are blocked out in China. And, of course, you can't get to websites that mention anything about Tiananmen Square or the Dalai Lama or anything like that. And that's what ultimately would happen in the U.S. if SOPA or PIPA passed.
Mm-hmm.
It would become eventually, you know, maybe not immediately, but eventually somebody would abuse the power and use it to dismantle the alternative media on the internet and create more police state controls over information. Basically, we would have the Ministry of Truth from 1984.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's sort of like Obama saying, well, yes, we passed and I signed this legislation that could, you know, rendition Americans and hold them without trial, but I wouldn't use that power. So why do you need it?
No, that's one of the historically bad lies of Obama and other presidents. Oh, we're going to legalize this power or you know, take this power away from you, seize it, but we promise not to use it against you.
Yeah.
And we'll act with discretion. And of course, then they have this thing like the Enemy Expatriation Act, which would strip you of your citizenship. So then if they take you off to Guantanamo screaming and kicking, they can say, oh, we didn't use it against American citizens. We just use it against these people that are no longer citizens because we strip their rights using the Enemy Expatriation Act.
Yes.
How clever is that?
And despite the fact that the Obama administration has already used these previous powers from Patriot Act on out against American citizens, albeit on foreign territory, but how long will it be? So this is something that's proved to be quite active already, not something in the future that may or may not happen.
Well, exactly. You can be considered a terrorist for hugging a tree at a protest. I mean, you can be labeled a terrorist for protesting in front of an animal research laboratory that's tearing out the lungs of chimpanzees to study some pharmaceutical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be labeled a terrorist for almost anything in America.
Yeah.
Even for just disagreeing with the government's plan to bomb Iran, you can be considered a terrorist. So, you know, we are living in a tyranny, and what we saw yesterday is a backlash against the tyranny.
Yeah.
And that's what's so beautiful about it. It shows the power of the internet and that it's too late for Big Brother to stop the internet. It's too late.
Yep.
I mean, if they had censored it 10 years ago, they might have had a chance. But now, forget it.
Yeah. You have a video coming out later today, I understand, on the SOPA issue.
Yeah, exactly. I filmed it yesterday. It might already be out on YouTube and naturalnews.tv. It's basically just a short 5-minute recap of SOPA, and I tear into the MPAA and all the pathetic corporate-run greedy monopolists who are willing to trash free speech in order to protect their little royalties on their mind control movies that they produce in Hollywood that they don't want anyone to copy. You know, I mean, give me a break.
I look forward.
Are they that selfish that they would destroy freedom to make their dollars?
Well, I mean, the thing is, the dollars are going to make are going to be worth so much less now. We see the bailout of Europe that's indicated. Ron Paul went back to Congress yesterday to vote against the $1.2 trillion budget extension or increase, if you will, debt increase.
Yeah.
So we know the handwriting's on the wall. What's going to happen to the dollar eventually?
Oh, it is accelerating. There's no question about it. You look at what's happening with Greece. Look at the EU. Look at the downgrades of all the nations. I think it was 9 nations recently downgraded there. You look at the out-of-control spending. No one except Ron Paul and perhaps Rand and a few others are really taking it seriously. If we don't elect Ron Paul to the presidency, we're done for as the United States of America. It will collapse. Hey, yesterday there was an announcement that the government, the Treasury, is raiding the pension funds of federal workers now, starting to take pension money. So here it goes. You know, that was one of our big predictions
when
you and I did the financial system.
That's right.
Special, you know, program. They're going to raid the pension funds, and that means all you government workers are going to be left with no retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So listen up, people. If you don't get on board with this, your retirement's going to be stolen by the government.
Yeah, that's why I have to laugh with a sad laugh every time I hear someone on the liberal left say, Ron Paul wants to end Social Security. It's like, dude, Social Security is done for. He's got the only plan to salvage the dollar so that at least you can work for something that might buy you something.
Yeah, people need to get their heads on straight. They don't realize this nation is like that ship off the coast of Italy heading right into a giant rock that's going to tear a giant gash on the side and tip it over sideways and with passengers screaming and running in chaos. I mean, that's what we're headed for. If you don't change course, the Titanic is going down.
Yeah.
So you can't just keep having this system that we have where you keep printing money and spending money and bailing out the wealthy elite bankers and stealing money from the working middle class and working poor. That system is going to come crashing down.
Mm.
So get it through your heads, folks.
Yes.
You better get on board with Ron Paul and change our course to avoid the rocks in front of the ship.
Yeah. And by the way, the good news is evidence of what we just said, the massive decentralization that happened, you know, on the internet is happening and needs to happen in all of our areas, in all of our cities and towns and et cetera. That is the salvage, if you will. No matter what happens in Washington, D.C., the inevitability is that it has to decentralize. And in that, we will find our new society, our new salvation, with or without the definition as it is today.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, the people have the power. Remember, the people granted the power to the government in the past. And you know, the people have the ultimate power to take that back or to reform the government or to have a peaceful revolution or some other kind of revolution if that's the last resort,
yes.
Which hopefully it won't come to that. But the people have the power. We proved it yesterday on the internet. And, you know, you look at what's happening in America, record gun sales, record numbers of people buying firearms, and the number one reason they say is because they think an economic problem is happening and they don't trust the government. So,
yep.
You know, people are getting prepared online. They're getting prepared with personal defense. They're getting prepared to protect their communities and their neighborhoods. They saw what happened in Egypt.
Yes.
You know, or and in Libya.
Well, whether
they want to be safe.
Yeah, whether we're out of time as a U.S., we're out of time on the Robert Scapello Show today.
Okay, all right.
And I think, you know, having you as the crescendo has been great. It's always a blast to have you on. Tomorrow, of course, The Healing Revolution, Dr. King, and more. We've got lots of great things going on. Mike, always appreciate everything you're doing and that we're blasting it out all over the world, this great message.
Thank you, Robert. Great to join you today.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.